We've heard plenty about the deep differences between factions of the National Republican Party. It's usually described as a contest between the establishment and the grassroots. Well, one of the candidates in New Hampshire's U.S. Senate race sees the same split in this state's GOP. Jim Rubens is a former state senator who ran for U.S. Senate in 2014. He's back this year to challenge Kelly Ayotte in the Republican primary, and he joins me now to talk about the campaign. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Great to be here. Thank you, Brady.
You've described Senator Ayotte as, quote, divorced from the Republican Party's base. Was there a specific vote or a position she took on an issue that convinced you of that?
Many votes, but just to begin, we've got two establishment candidates, one Democrat, one Republican, Maggie Hess and Kelly Ayotte, who are raising millions of dollars in Washington money, and they're screaming Armageddon if one of the other of them gets elected, and they vote in an extremely similar fashion on all the major issues. They're substantially the same candidate, so I'm running to provide an alternative to these candidates. Debt and spending, the issue of a national security strategy that works to keep Americans safe, jobs and prosperity being brought back to middle-income families in the country. These I have distinctly different positions on than these other two candidates and from Kelly Ayotte.
And so how do you define establishment? If you're saying that the incumbent sitting Republican senator and her Democratic challenger, who each claim to have very different positions on the issues from each other.
Well, they vote the same. I'm running in a Republican primary. I'm providing a Republican alternative to the incumbent who votes basically like a Democrat. So for Republicans, one of our fundamental bedrock concerns is that we have a government that is fiscally sober. So I'm campaigning on a platform of fiscal sobriety. This incumbent, Kelly Ayotte, voted for $1.5 trillion of additional debt to remove the debt ceiling in just the past 17 months. And this country is on a path to negative interest rates. We're on a path to a Japanese-style no-growth economy. This is very hard on working Americans, this fiscal strategy. So I'm campaigning on again, this core bedrock Republican principle of spending what we take in and not more. We've got to get to a balanced budget.
Now, there are some issues on which you differ from the traditional conservative orthodoxy. For example, you've said you would leave Roe v. Wade intact and accepted that humans are responsible in many ways for climate change. Both of those are pretty big issues for many Republicans. So if you're saying Senator Ayotte isn't the most representative conservative in the race, how do you convince these voters that you are?
Well, let's talk about abortion. I'm proposing that we end a Planned Parenthood funding. No, I'm not seeking to ban all abortions. On the other hand, because life begins at conception and folks strenuously, deeply object to being compelled to use taxpayer money to pay for terminating a human life, a compromise, a reasonable compromise, is that we don't fund abortion through taxpayer money. Senator Ayotte voted to fund Planned Parenthood and forced taxpayers to spend on that. On the issue of climate change, two of the three of us back President Obama's EPA global warming plan. I oppose that plan. It's a PR move in order to greenwash people. And what I'm proposing is getting rid of all energy subsidies, letting the free market determine which form of energy is the right one for different states, different regions, different customers, and unleashing what's incredible about America. I've started 10 small businesses myself, so I'm into this stuff. Unleash the power of American innovation by improving a Manhattan Project in clean energy R&D, and we will export clean energy, and clean energy will win worldwide because energy that we will invent in America will be less expensive than fossil fuels. My energy policy is different. Unleash the free market. Stop with this regulatory overreach that doesn't work.
On the issue of trade, you oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah.
Republicans for decades have largely supported these kinds of free trade pacts.
Right.
One of the big debates in the party these days is how to reconcile this, for lack of a better term, the populist wing that is opposed to things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, free trade, with that traditional business constituency that is calling for free trade or is looking to overhaul federal immigration laws and things like that. And I'm curious how you see that debate playing out.
I start with my campaign slogan, fundamental principle, make Washington work for Americans. Okay, these trade deals, we've seen them now. They've been operative for 20 years now. We've been exporting jobs and we're depressing American wages. So I have a plan on my website, jimrubens.com, to bring prosperity back and wage growth back to Americans. It has several parts. One of them, I'll start with this one, is stop doing these trade deals that hurt Americans. Let's close the border so that illegal aliens are not coming into our country, stealing our jobs, depressing our wages. Let's enforce E-Verify as they do in Arizona so that jobs are going to American citizens and those legally eligible to be here. And we've seen in Arizona, wages went up right away. Senator Ayotte promised not to do amnesty, and she gets into office. She votes for the Senate's Gang of Eight open borders amnesty bill. If you want candidates that will fight for the well-being of the average American family, for Americans, you've got to have a candidate who is not owned and operated by that corrupt system in Washington.
You're looking to unseat a sitting U.S. senator, which has been done before in New Hampshire in a primary.
Yeah.
Then again, incumbency does have its advantages.
It has, so they get a lot of Washington money. There's no doubt about it.
But how do you do it is the question.
First of all, I ask voters, take a look at our February primaries right here in New Hampshire. What did you see? We saw the anti-establishment candidates on both the Democratic and Republican side win by landslides in February, just a couple of months ago. The voters here in New Hampshire and across the country are ready for a serious change, and they've woken up to the fact that these career politicians say things during elections, and then they immediately go out and they break promises. And again, I'll come back to Senator Ayotte's pledge, promised not to do amnesty. She gets down there to Washington, drinks the Kool-Aid, and votes for the Gang of Eight open borders amnesty bill. The voters see this now. They're ready for a change. And if we're tired of business as usual in Washington, voters, then rise up on Election Day, in my case, in September, and vote for someone who wants Washington to work for Americans again.
On your website, it says, quote, he attended Dartmouth College studying chemistry and electronic music.
Boy, both my mother and father were artists. My father actually worked on Madison Avenue. He was Don Draper, and he would do jazz on the weekends. He'd bring jazz musicians, mostly blacks, because when he was into jazz, there was no white jazz at the time. He'd bring it up to our house. So I grew to love music, all kinds of music. So I'm a techno nerd type person, like chemistry, like science, like mathematics, and I love music too.
Jim Rubens, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That's Republican U.S. Senate candidate Jim Rubens. You'll find more from our series of conversations with New Hampshire's 2016 candidates at nhpr.org.